I'm Batman.
Favorite pre-Blade superhero film?
Any superhero film.
Yeah, any superhero film. Before Blade, before 99.
Okay, I'm going to toss an easy one. Superman 2. Just love how he came out. Again, outside of the purists, the folks who attended Comic-Con before was cool. Knowing who Zod was and the Neo Before Zod comment and all that. It was nice to see Christopher Reeve like take on the three baddies. It was level setting for me. Pre-Blade.
Very unique for the time, for sure.
Absolutely.
What you think, Shane? Old school.
I feel like you could probably guess mine. I feel like I've talked about it every time I've ever been on this show, but mine's Batman Forever because that was pre-Blade. And I mean, hey, it was such an easy one for me to say. I was like, wait, hold on. That's before Blade. Boom. That's my movie.
Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Awesome.
I was watching that music video yesterday.
That was the movie for me. I mean, that was the one that put me on. I've talked about it on this show before, but we had like a whole Batman episode and I was talking about how like George Clooney was the man for me as Batman. And it's like, it's crazy getting older. I'm like, he was not the man at all. But like,
you were biased because you grew up in that era.
Absolutely.
Like, apparently he's Bat.
Yeah. Apparently we saw that movie, the Flash.
Yeah. Bat nipples and all. We saw it. What do you guys think, Dooleys?
In all honesty, I haven't watched a lot of movies pre-Blade.
I didn't think about that, but you guys might not have been born yet.
I think Blade would have been like the oldest one I probably watched.
Wow.
It's available on VHS if you want it.
Yeah.
So. Did you guys ever see the old school Superman or Michael Keaton Batman?
I was about to say, for me, it's Michael Keaton's Batman. When I was a little kid watching, obviously I didn't get to see it in theaters, but I thought that was the coolest thing, the sleeping upside down, even though it's like, you know, it's like, it's kind of goofy. I was just, and then the way Gotham was, it was just both of them, to be honest. Dan DeVito's Penguin, like still. Oh,
disgusting. Yeah.
Listen, man.
Don't get us started on Danny DeVito.
I'm telling you, I have talked about it at work. I was terrified. I used to cry myself to sleep thinking about Danny DeVito's Penguin.
He's horrific.
Gross.
But yeah, so both of those films. I mean, I used to like tuck a blanket in my back of my collar when I was like five and be running around. I love those films. I was so stupid, but
I thought you were still talking about Danny DeVito. I thought you were gonna say you tucked your blanket into your booty crack.
Yeah,
it's hard to pick between the Christopher Reeve Superman films and the Michael Keaton Batman films. I loved them both equally. I think I'm going to give the slight edge to Superman. I've always been a slightly more, I guess, optimistic person than most. And most people don't like Superman over Batman, but I've always loved Superman. And you guys are probably, I don't even want to say this film, but a guilty pleasure of mine when I was growing up was Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. It's probably virtually hated by everyone, but I got to interview Mark Pillow, the guy that played the primary villain in the film, Nuclear Man, on this channel about a year and a half ago. It's just always held a special place in my heart. I always thought that Nuclear Man looked so cool the way his costume was. He was like a mirror image almost of Superman, but like everything was black and he had like slicky leather and everything. Like I said, I know that that's probably not the popular choice, but that's my choice, Superman 4.
I love that point, though, by the way, because I think that's like a testament to a real fan is you can admit the film's maybe not great, but still love it. And I think for a lot of people, they're like, but you're saying it's not a good film. It's like, oh, but I love it. Like those things aren't, it's not a scale.
Right. Yeah, it's good to me. I mean, I've always loved that movie. It's held a special place in my heart, I'll say.